Bill Mosier has opened new windows for viewers since the mid-1980s on his National Public TV documentary program Visionaries. Hosted by actor Sam Waterston, Visionaries tells the stories of people who render prodigious acts of caring and friendship, often in parts of the globe that many of us prefer not to see. From the crime-ridden streets of Bogota, Colombia, to war-torn villages in Sudan, the series offers a different style of journalism. More than to convey facts, Visionaries aims to capture meaning and to uplift viewers with a refreshing glimpse at people who give of themselves in the face of need. People like Gladys Sylvester, a Haitian who had immigrated to America but was drawn back home when called by a sense of duty. Now a nurse, she devotedly helped to build one of Haiti's most successful orphanages.
A friend of my sister came to visit her from the States, and then she asked me if I would be interested in going, and I said yes. But when I got there and I realized that I see the riches, the food, it was like I would open the refrigerator and I couldn't eat because I was thinking of my other little brothers here that may not be able to eat, and there was so much, and I wanted to come back. And so I went and studied nursing. And I said that with that, I don't know what it will do, but if I come back, I know I can help one person.
What did you learn about why she was motivated to give so deeply of herself?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When you talk to these people, they don't really talk in terms of inspiration. For example, Gladys would say that she is but a leaf that is blown in the wind, and she follows the flow. So there is a recurring sort of theme amongst all of these people we call the visionaries, that it's not about having great plans and having the inspiration to change the world, that visionaries aren't people who see it that way. They're people who see the magic of the moment and get up every day and involve themselves in the daily act of doing the work. So as Gladys would say, I just helped that first child, and then I helped the second child, and then I helped the third child, and then I needed a place to put the three children. So these things often aren't born out of grand designs or great inspiration. It's about people who release themselves from the outcome and get involved in the daily act of doing the work. The magic comes in reflection when you look back and see what has been accomplished. The important thing to recognize about all of these people in these acts of goodness, as we call them, is people don't do them because they are committed to helping other people in some sort of symbolic or spiritual way. They are doing them because it helps them. And that sounds, you know, like we're turning this into a selfish act, but it's not. It's because it's the core of this thing we call the magic. And what I mean by that is that philanthropy and charity and goodness are about creating a circle in which everybody benefits.